Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The words on which I invite you to ponder with me this morning have been heard as the New Testament reading, Acts chapter 9, verses 17 to 20. The Apostle Paul, still being called Saul in Acts 9, was a model of modesty, of humility, to be sure for the protection of people from being spiritually victimized. He could boast, as he did to the Corinthians, Hebrew, Israelite, descendant of Abraham, better servant of Christ. But because of the ultimate purpose of his boasting, he subordinated boasting about himself to boasting about his Lord. His Lord's all-sufficient grace and perfect power. Noteworthy is the fact that there was nothing false about Paul's humility in doing so. He did not use that humility to escape responsibility, and that fact is dramatized in Acts 9, 17 to 20, for there we see that in his high sense of responsibility to Christ, born of faith in Christ, Paul took care neither to be too late nor to be too soon. Paul was consenting to his death on the account of the stoning of Stephen, Acts chapter 8, verse 11. Following the mood of that event, Paul went on to lay waste to the Christian Jerusalem, going house to house to drag Christians off the prison, and still beating threats and murders against the disciples of the Lord. Paul asked and received from the high priest letters to the synagogues in Damascus so that he could drag Christians from there to Jerusalem in bonds. Then Jesus made that unique appearance to Paul on the road near Damascus. The Lord spoke, and Paul submissively obeyed. Stricken with blindness, he fasted for 3 days. And then the Lord spoke to him again through 7 and 9. Paul's sight was restored. He was baptized with water according to the institution of Christ in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He ate food and was strengthened physically. And then he stayed in Damascus with the very disciples whom he had come to persecute. He had been his target for attack. But he also went to his originally intended initial destination, the synagogue, not to present the letters from the high priest, not to serve the synagogues according to their desire, but to serve them according to their need and according to his newfound need to serve. Immediately, straightway and straightforwardly, he proclaimed Jesus. The letter appeareth to Jesus, saying in our minds, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. We find Paul saying to those synagogues, he is the Son of God. Claiming nothing for himself, Paul risked himself to fulfill the believer's responsibility for witnessing. To have done that would have been too late. But Paul also did not act too soon. Only he himself, by a unique certainty, to be his Lord's instrument to carry the name of Jesus before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel, he did not try to commandeer a special place for himself in the church. Paul understood it from the church of Jesus and feared him at first. And when he found collaborators in persecution the Hellenists, sought to kill him. Willingly, he allowed himself to be dismissed to Tarsus, and it was at least 10 years after his conversion and after the Lord had thoroughly turned him that Paul embarked on his apostolic labors. Then, after having captured Barnabas at Syria and Antioch for a year, and after having made a trip to Jerusalem to bring material relief to the disciples there, Paul was sent by the Spirit guided church in Antioch on his first missionary journey. To have done differently, we're going to act too soon. To be neither too late nor too soon should be a concern of every seminarian. To wait with witnessing as though a person needed to know everything, and he never will, before he can tell anything. To hold and make full use of field education and vicarage to employ knowledge and practice skills under supervision as preparation for the ministry progresses. To fail the work of transforming life according to God's renewal of the mind. Is the power and guidance that God gives. To feel the weight of leading a life worthy of having been called to faith with the strength and life of that faith in Christ. To feel the weight of taking every thought captive in obedience to Christ. To fail by such neglect or postponement and denial of God's power and guidance is to be too late. But to fancy oneself to be beyond the need of learning before being well started with one, to mistake superficial understanding for profound mastery, to imagine oneself to have all the answers before really having time to question, to concentrate on the value of self to the church rather than on the value of the church to self, to claim pastoral responsibility for people before that responsibility has been given, and while still forming an adequate concept even of paternal responsibility. To disregard good order established by the people of God in favor of an order unilaterally conceived to be better. To do such things is at the least to be too soon. It was not intelligence that made the difference for Paul. Recall what he did when he was guided by his intellect. But the great God of salvation worked in Paul, leading him to confess himself chief of sinners, and Jesus come into the world to save sinners, even him. Convicted of his sin and convinced of his Savior, enlivened and enlightened by God's Spirit through baptism, Paul confessed, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He could even be neither too late nor too soon. God is working. Holy, I was with that honoring doctrine of the law which makes us know that our nearest pretense to righteousness is still skillfully sinful before God. God has worked in us through the precious gospel of Jesus Christ, applying it to us in the Word and in the sacraments, making us know that in Jesus we are washed clean and made righteous, holy, and acceptable to our Father in heaven, and are made pure for time and for eternity. Because God has worked that in us as He did in Paul. May it be true that by His grace and power, we be neither too late nor too soon in the manner of our faith. Thank you.